J.K. Rowling celebrates Olympics banning men from women's sports. By Paul Bois on March 27, 2026. Author J.K. Rowling celebrated the International Olympic Committee, IOC, banning men from women's sporting events. As Breitbart News reported this week, the IOC ruled that women's sporting events will be limited to biological females. Eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games or any other IOC event, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females, the IOC said in a statement, adding it will protect fairness, safety and integrity in the female category. J.K. Rowling celebrated the ruling, citing the case of Algerian boxer Amin Khalif, who competed in the 2024 Paris Olympics as a female boxer despite recently admitting to having Y chromosomes. Today's ruling by the IOC means a welcome return to fair sport for women and girls. But I'll never forget the scandal of Paris 2024, when people who consider themselves supremely virtuous and progressive publicly cheered on men punching women, said Rowling. Khalif became a lightning rod for controversy after defeating Italian fighter Angela Carini in only 46 seconds. Before the Olympics, Khalif failed the International Boxing Association's gender eligibility tests alongside Taiwan's Lin Yuting. Per usual, Rowling was denounced as a transphobic bigot by some corners of the internet. Imane Khalif is a cisgender woman who dealt with millions of threats because of freaks like you who are so obsessed with people's genitalia that you accused her of being trans when she isn't. She even had to pursue legal actions against these bullshit claims. It has been proven she was born female, but you continue to spread false accusations. You are a deranged cunt and need to log off the internet forever and enter therapy, said one user. Khalif was born female, has lived and competed as a female, and the IOC confirmed she met all eligibility rules to compete as a woman at the 2024 Paris Olympics. Despite Rowling's best efforts to orchestrate a campaign of hate and abuse, Imane Khalif is still recognized as a woman, said another.